today. Why Lewis Hamilton is on track to become the greatest Formula One driver of all time. Writer Michael Oboda founded The Power List, which showcases the most influential black people in the UK. This year, he interviewed the man who was voted number one on that list, Lewis Hamilton. But it was not the first time the two had crossed paths.
I first met Lewis when he was 12 years old. And I'd heard about this kid who was a phenomenal go-karter. And I went down to see him in, but it was a go-karting circuit in Kent. I got there and all these little kids, and they had their carts, and it was the last race of the under 16 British Championship. And I'm like, how do I find this kid? So I asked someone, I said, look, do you know, have you heard of a kid called Lewis Hamilton? And he just laughed and said, yeah. Look, he's the only black kid here, and if he's on the track, he'll be three laps ahead of everyone else. And then we went over and we started to talk.
And what did you make of him?
I've never been so impressed by a young person. And you just got the impression that this is somebody very special here. Somebody very, very, very special. If at the time someone had said to me, you know, this kid will be Formula One world champion, it wouldn't have surprised me at all.
But what might have surprised Michael is that that 12-year-old would go on to win not just one world title, but seven. And on Sunday topped off an incredible 2020, securing the BBC Sports Personality of the Year award. From The Guardian, I'm Rachel Humphreys. Today in Focus, how Lewis Hamilton became one of Britain's best sports stars. Oliver Owen, you're associate editor of Formula One magazine, and you've been following Lewis Hamilton for years. How did he first get into motor racing?
He was a radio-controlled car racer as a little boy.
So how long have you been racing cars for already, Lewis?
About a year.
I think there's even some Blue Peter footage of him racing his radio-controlled cars.
Is it easy to do?
No.
What do you have to do then?
This is the brake.
That's the brake. Oh, you need the brake.
And these are the steering.
And he was very, very good at it. I mean, was beating adults.
Lewis started racing remote-controlled cars when he was six. By the time he was eight, he mastered go-karts and could reach speeds of up to 70 miles an hour.
When did you first hear about him?
I'm going to expose myself as a nerd here.
That's exactly what we want, Oliver, so please do.
So I think within the sort of kind of person, and I include myself in this, who bought magazines such as Autosport and in a sort of motorsport specialist press, you heard and read little snippets about this kid, Lewis Hamilton, who was sort of pulling up trees results-wise in go-karting.
Well, one young man who's enjoyed a meteoric rise in the world of karting, he's won the Cadet and the Yamaha championships in successive years, is Lewis Hamilton.
Michael, you talk about how impressed you were with him, and there's a video of Lewis being interviewed as a 12-year-old, and it's extraordinary to watch.
As Lewis began to win, the fact that he was the only black face on the track became an issue.
In the past years, I've had racist names being called to me. The first time it happened, I felt really upset. I told my mum and dad.
He's clearly so young, yet also so focused on what he wants to achieve. But already at that stage of his career, race was an issue. And he describes having experienced racism from other children on the racing circuit.
But lately, if anybody had said anything to me, I would just ignore them and get him back on the track.
How unusual was the fact that Lewis was black in this world of motor racing?
Oh, I mean, it's incredibly unusual. I mean, look, the thing about motor racing is this. It's first and foremost, it's not the colour bar, it's the class bar. Let's be really clear about that, because most people who end up in Formula One racing, most people come from a pretty well-to-do background, right? So if you then add to that the fact that, you know, Lewis was from a very working-class background, and I remember at the time his dad was working sort of three jobs.
We both held full-time jobs. Anthony did more than one job just to get the money in.
My role really was to look after the family, look after the house, and do what I could to make sure that, you know, there was food on the table.
You know, if you take all that sort of thing into account, the fact that he's gotten to where he has is quite remarkable. Lewis is the first black driver in, I think, Formula One started in 1950, and I think there's been 750 or so drivers since then. Lewis is the only black or mixed race driver during that time.
Oliver, how did Lewis move into Formula One?
His big break was when he got signed by the McLaren Young Driver Development Programme. So the story goes, he had won a junior British go-karting championship around about 1995, and there is an award ceremony, usually at the Grosvenor House Hotel in London, and he turned up, you know, age 9 years old or whatever he was, in his little dinner jacket and bow tie, and he marched up to Ron Dennis, who was the owner and chief executive of McLaren, the Formula One team.
When I met Ron Dennis, I asked for his autograph in my autograph book. I asked for him to put his address down and his phone number.
And said, you know, I'm Lewis Hamilton, I've just won the British Cadet go-karting championship. I'd like to drive for your racing team one day. And Ron Dennis wrote in his autograph book,
phone me in 9 years and we'll sort something out then.
Give me a call in 9 years and we'll see what we can do. And in fact, about 3 years later, Ron Dennis signed him to the McLaren Young Driver Programme. And McLaren supported him right throughout his junior career, and it was them who brought him into Formula One.
He is still quite young, but he is very focused and very confident. You know, there are some traits there that you see in the greats.
It's very apparent that racing drivers, every racing driver I've ever met, has a massive amount of self-belief seared into their very being. So I think when he approached Ron Dennis, I think the foundation of doing it was, I'm going to be world champion one day. You've got the best team now, and I'm going to be the best there is then. So why didn't the two of us get together?
When did you realise he wasn't just going to be a good driver, but something really special?
There was a race at Silverstone.
What a weekend for British sports fans. At the Silverstone Circuit, it's Grand Prix weekend.
And the 2006, support race to the British Grand Prix, and he was racing in the category just below Formula One, which at the time was called GP2. And in GP2, every driver has the same type of car and the same type of engine. And so, bar little tweaks that the teams can make, it's all about the driver.
Starting next to Lewis Hamilton for ART Grand Prix, the points leader, 0.04 of a second off of Carroll's time.
There's a corner complex at Silverstone called the Beckett's Complex, which is five snaking left-right-hand corners. And
Hamilton's joining in as well. Oh my goodness me, they're three abreast into Beckett's. Surely not!
He overtook two cars at once in quite the most breathtaking fashion.
Piquet on the left, Piccioni in the middle. Hamilton gets very aggressive. Piccioni realises what's happening.
I mean, I think he shocked one bloke who was Nelson Piquet Jr., who was the son of a triple world champion. So much, he sort of drove off the road and through a polystyrene advertising hoarding.
Smashes through the advertising hoarding.
But it took such precision, such bravery, such audacity.
My goodness me, what incredible action here at Silverstone. And all because Lewis Hamilton was unbelievably brave. His dad loves it. We all love it.
So what it displayed was this unbelievable talent combined with this belief that he could pull it off.
Young Lewis Hamilton, just 10 years old, karting champion, as David Hobbs mentioned, going up to Ron Dennis and saying, keep an eye on me. And he did.
And so That was the first glimmer. But then a couple of months later, in a race supporting the Turkish Grand Prix, just outside Istanbul.
So how will this one resolve itself? Will Hamilton be able to gain some ground back on Piquet? 23 laps, begin now.
He made one of his very, very rare mistakes.
Oh, Hamilton spun! Lewis Hamilton has spun and he's got to wait for everybody.
He was coming out of a corner and he hit the accelerator a bit hard and the car spun round. And from being in a good sort of fifth or sixth position,
I believe he's down in 21st or 22nd place now.
He was suddenly down in 22nd, and this race was only 40 minutes long. And he set off and ploughed his way through the field with the most... I mean, it was a knife through butter.
Whoa! Did you see that?
He was overtaking cars on every lap.
Hamilton's on fire here. Look at him, he's overtaking car after car.
Just about every corner, in different fashions.
And that is candy from a baby. Hamilton now up into seventh place.
And it was like his car had an extra 100 horsepower, more grip, everything.
We're getting closer and closer, and here we go, up the inside. Piquet tries to resist. No way, Jose. Hamilton's through.
And it, I mean, obviously he didn't win that race. He ended up coming second.
For second place, what an amazing pass by Lewis Hamilton. With only two corners to go, he gets second place.
But that got absolutely everybody's attention. They said, you know, this is exceptional.
Well, we've had some great GP2 action this season, but that was an all-time classic.
And also what it showed is a lot of young guys... Heads would have fallen in that situation. You are fifth or sixth. Suddenly you're 22nd. It's over. What's the point? You know, I'll just poodle round. And this is where the sort of Hamilton quality shone through. He wasn't going to accept that.
And he's gone on to have an incredible career. What is it about him, about the way he drives, that has you made him so successful? You know, what makes him such an incredible driver?
What makes him so good is, one, he's bloody quick. I mean, he's unbelievably fast.
And you can go driver default, 44.
They're all fast, but he finds that extra tenth of a second, hundredth of a second. So that means he brakes that tiny bit later.
So yellow, yellow, turn five. Yellow, yellow, turn five.
It's only a fraction. He accelerates that... smidgen earlier. He feels when the grip is about to go just a millisecond before anybody else does.
Woo-hoo! World champion! Oh my God! I can't believe it! Thank you so much, guys!
And then you combine that with a brilliant racing brain. So a modern Formula One car, I mean, is covered with sensors and you know, you probably need five computers to start it. And they're very, very complicated pieces of kit. You don't so much as drive these things, you operate them. But you're operating it at 190 miles an hour with all sorts of other things going on when people are trying to overtake you. You're trying to overtake slower cars, maybe that you've lapped, or for some reason you're behind because you've made a pit stop. And quite often his engineer will come on the radio to him.
So Verstappen currently 6 seconds ahead. The last lap was 22.2.
And also remember, when you're trying to concentrate on something and someone starts talking to you, it can be very annoying.
Okay, Lewis, it's hammer time.
I can't go any faster, man.
And the engineer will say, Lewis, we're going to make a pit stop to change onto softer, therefore quicker tyres. And Lewis will say, are you sure? Are you sure that's what we want to do?
The tyre managed it quite easily, so I imagine it's going to be easy on the tyre.
And there's been so many examples where he's actually ahead of the engineers.
Wow. Just wow, mate. What a drive.
He understands what is going on. He feels it through his hands, his feet, his backside. All racing drivers have incredibly sensitive backsides, because that's the bit that feels where the shift of the car is going, and it's the bit that's closest to the road.
I had to confess, I've never thought about that before, but that sounds horrible.
Well, it doesn't sound great, but it's not a bad attribute to have, if that's what it requires. he is completely sort of set up to drive a modern Formula One car. I mean, the car he drove this past season is the fastest Formula One car that's ever been built. And his teammate had exactly the same car. Yet his teammate finished a very, very distant second. So, of course, he gets more out of the machine because he's got more capacity to do that.
Coming up, the challenges Lewis Hamilton has faced as Formula One's only black driver.
Hi there, I'm James Graham, writer of We Begin Again, a musical for 2020. It's a special partnership between The Guardian and the National Theatre that takes stock of this extraordinary year gone by and encourages everyone to reset for the year ahead. While many theatres have been in lockdown this year, we bring this timely performance straight to you, and I really hope you'll all sway along at home. The video and single track can be found at www.theguardian.com/we-begin-again. Hope you enjoy it.
Lewis Hamilton, then, as you say, Mike, is incredibly successful on the track. But has he found himself having to overcome challenges as the world's only black Formula One driver?
So, and I think, you know, to be absolutely clear, whenever you're a black person doing anything in the public eye, and quite often when you're not in the public eye, there are always extra challenges that you have to take into consideration. It's inevitable because, you know, we live, unfortunately, in a world that is largely riddled with systemic racism. Lewis, because he's, you know, he's such a high-profile performer, and he's spoken about this himself, you know, he's met by, you know, people in blackface claiming to be his family, quote-unquote, and all sorts of other, you know, quite sort of and somewhat nasty sort of events.
He's been the target of racist abuse on a Spanish language website called Burst Hamilton's Tires in London.
But that is what happens, though, when you're black. It's just part and parcel of it. So he speaks about the fact that, look, there are very few black mechanics. There are very few black people working with the Formula One teams, in the sport in general.
It's all the teams. It's all the drivers. It's the media. It's everywhere throughout Formula One, through catering, through marketing, through you know, engineering, through every different aspect. There's so many opportunities out there, and we need to make it more open and more accessible.
And he said to me that he thought initially that his presence there, along with his father and his brother, who also races, he said that, you know, the family's presence in Formula One, he thought would be enough to change things. But clearly it wasn't. So, you know, he set about trying to send out some other messages. Probably the most important one and the most impactful one potentially going forward is the announcement of his commission, the Hamilton Commission.
Six-time world champion, who's now hoping to use his success to transform a sport lacking in diversity.
Which has been set up to look into why there's such a lack of representation in Formula One.
The only black driver in Formula One, he's been at the forefront of fighting racism. Hamilton recently launched a commission, assembling a team whose goal is improving diversity, both on the track and behind the scenes.
And you look across sports and there are not that many people who single-handedly have done that much to promote equality.
This was the year that protests spread across the world after George Floyd was killed in America. How did that event affect Lewis Hamilton? And what did he do in response?
Again, what he told me, he said he was absolutely... It shocked him to the core. So I think, however, this perhaps crystallised in him maybe the necessity to take it to perhaps another level in terms of, you know, making protests on the podium. He's managed to convince a significant number of his fellow competitors to take a knee before each race. He's managed to... So Mercedes have been in the sport since 1954, I believe. The colour of their cars has always been silver. He's managed to convince them to change that to black.
Yes, news that broke at 11 o'clock this morning that Mercedes, both Lewis Hamilton and Valtteri Bottas, will race in black cars this season.
And the reason that they're doing that, and they released the statement saying this, is because they want to be seen to be in favour of equality. And this is a message that they want to put out.
Lewis Hamilton added this: it's so important that we seize this moment and use it to educate ourselves, whether you're an individual, a brand, or a company, to make real, meaningful changes when it comes to ensuring equality and inclusivity.
I think that was really a powerful thing for him to have been able to convince them to do. He always wears a Black Lives Matter t-shirt.
Martin Luther King was fighting for this 60 years ago, and it's been fought for hundreds of years before that. And it's crazy to think still 60 years after Martin gave his life to fight for our freedom, it's still happening.
I mean, you know, as you're just saying there, it's what he's then doing is obviously, you know, active in representation, but also about systemically changing Formula One. Can you give us a sense of how difficult a thing this is to do within this sport?
Yeah, I mean, it's like Lewis has come along and he's not just spoken on the track. He's spoken off the track. And he, you know, he said, look, and this is something he said to me, he said, look, it's great setting records, but what's the point of doing that unless I can use my platform for doing something bigger than that and greater than that? And I think that's how he sees it. I can't think of anybody in any other sport who single-handedly is doing more to drag their sport into the 21st century, which I think is something that a lot of people perhaps don't give him the credit for, that I believe he is due.
This year, Lewis Hamilton became the world's most successful Formula One driver. Yet, as you say, he is underappreciated, and some feel that his success is not as celebrated as other sports stars.
Oh, no, I think there's no doubt about that. There's absolutely no doubt about it. I mean, you know, I'd venture as far as to say if Lewis Hamilton were white, he would be, there would be no controversy at all about just how great his achievements have been.
I mean, as you mentioned, controversies, and there have been several that have been written about him over the years, and he's not been immune to it. Firstly, he's a tax exile after he moved to Monaco in 2010. In 2017, he had to apologise after posting a video telling his young nephew off for wearing a princess dress.
Is this what you got for Christmas? Why did you ask for a princess dress for Christmas? Boys don't wear princess dresses!
And in 2018, he was called out for describing Stevenage, where he grew up, as a family, the slums.
You know, kind of, for us, get out of the slums, we would say. It was not the slums, but just come out from somewhere and do something, you know, and we all set our goal very, very high. But
do you think it's fair that he's been criticised?
I think it's hilarious, actually. I mean, if that's the worst that he's done, right, throughout his career in public life, then he's pretty much a saint. Racing drivers traditionally, well, you know, they're meant to be some of the most... some of the wildest people they're almost like rock and roll stars in a way. But that's not who he is. It's just not who he is.
We talked about earlier that he said he thought his presence and his success would spark change and open up doorways for others. Do you think he has achieved that?
I think he's on the way to achieving it. I think he's on the way to achieving it. I mean, he says, look, he says his commission, he wants to see change within, I think he said 10 years. Part of his legacy could well be that Formula One is a much more diverse place after he's retired than it was while he was racing.
What does the future hold for him on the track, Oliver? How long can he keep racing for?
He has a drive and a will to win that will keep him going as long as he wants.
But me, at the moment, these past 5-6 years, I've really been trying to work on what I enjoy outside of the sport, so that when I stop and I can walk away. But then we're in the heat of this battle right now. I'm loving it more than ever. So, like, I'm going to keep going for as long as I can and see what we can do.
Yeah. That's why you're number one.
I think he has a huge amount of pride. And I think if he felt that he could no longer do it as well, then he would stop. But I think he's 35 now. I can see him going on for another at least 3, if not 5 years, still being the man to beat, because he's that dedicated and that talented. And I don't think that talent just drops off a cliff. He's got the capability and the capacity, and I believe he has the will to carry on for another 5 years. But it will be his decision. I can guarantee you it won't be Mercedes who sit there and say, sorry, Lewis, it's just not working anymore. On the talent front, it'll be him.
Oliver, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's for all the kids out there who dream the impossible. You can do it too, man. I believe in you guys. Thank you so much, everyone, for your support.
Lewis, congratulations for the seventh title. I couldn't have done it better.
That was Oliver Owen and Michael Oboda. Read his interview with Lewis Hamilton at theguardian.com. Thank you to all of you who have donated to The Guardian and Observer's Christmas Appeal, which is raising money for charities devoted to young people, UK Youth, Young Minds, and the Child Poverty Action Group. So far, we've raised over £650,000, which is incredible, but we'd love to give even more if we can. You can still donate today at theguardian.com/charityappeal2020. That's it for today. Thank you to Oliver and to Michael. This episode was produced by Alex Attack, Joshua Kelly and Toby Thomas. Sound design was by Axel Cacoutier. The executive producers are Nicole Jackson and Phil Maynard. We'll be back tomorrow.